side of that.
South Africa's Path to Freedom, online from the 9th of June at bbcworldservice.com.
There are hundreds of BBC documentaries and investigations ready to download at bbcworldservice.com. Just click documentaries for our highlights or to explore the archive.
CITR 101.9 FM and Van Music are proud to present The Get Down with their CD release party at the Railway Club May 23rd. With the release of their second album, Are You Down?, the Vancouver indie band is back once again. Producer Hamish Thompson will also be playing with his band The Ten Sons, along with reggae rockers Giraffe, Aftermath, and the City Sirens. The Get Down with special guests. Doors at 8 p.m., tickets at the door. Sunday, May 23rd at the Railway Club, 579 Dunsmuir Street.
You're listening to Friday Sunrise on 101.9 CITR Vancouver. This is Friday Sunrise, like I just said.
And you're Mark Farabee. I'm Jason Paulette. And yeah, get chill out with some live music today in studio here.
Yeah, so we have a very special guest this morning, Nick Spencer.
Hi.
How's it going?
Excellent, thanks. How are you?
Good, good. Very, very good. Yeah, I should mention before we get the show on the road, we do have tickets to give away for the Get Down's CD release party this Sunday at the Railway Club, featuring Ten Sons, Giraffe Aftermath, and City Sirens from Hamilton, Ontario. So if at any time you feel like calling in to win some free tickets to the Get Down CD release party at the Railway Club, feel free to call in 604-822-2487, which is also 604-UBC-CITR.
And the standard skill testing question will be, you must answer correctly what your name is. We're going to ask you what your name is, and if you can answer correctly, these tickets are yours.
If you know your name, you can win the tickets.
Believe it or not, some people have not won the tickets.
That's true. Sometimes it's too early in the morning.
I also want to mention as well, tomorrow night at the Biltmore, Saturday, May 22nd, is the next Music Tokyo tour. Next music from Tokyo Tour. It's basically five bands from Tokyo. This is going to be an incredible show. It's five bands from Tokyo Tour in Canada. It's a three-city tour. They're May 22nd, Vancouver, at the Biltmore Cabaret. If you're listening on podcast and you're on the east side, you can check them out in Montreal on May 25th and in Toronto at the Rivoli and at the Whippersnapper Gallery on May 28th and 29th. And then they'll be back in Tokyo on July 9th. And basically, this is just a great Japanese rock show. Andy Mori is going to be playing Mother Coat, Kula Kula Garden, Awarakura, and Gumi. Going to get to a couple of Japanese tracks later, so prepare to get your rock on and wet your palate for tomorrow's big show.
Doyotoshimushite.
Oh, yes.
I don't actually know what that means. We used to have exchange students when I was younger, growing up. And I know that's Japanese. Can't quite remember what it means, though.
I don't know any Japanese words. I know.
Well, maybe you'll learn.
I know I'll make a fool of myself if I try talking Japanese.
Well, maybe you'll pick up a little bit of Japanese on Saturday at the show at the Biltmore.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. I mean, I've been listening to these tracks. I really like the music, so I'm prepared. I've got all my Japanese gear ready to go.
Sweet, cool. So, Nick, how's it going, man?
Fantastic. A little early.
You wanna? We can hear you properly. So, I understand you're an actor as well as a musician. Is that true?
Yeah, I would say. I'm just getting by. Absolutely, cool. As an actor.
So you're a waiter, basically.
There you go. Got it. I would say it's glorified background work. We're looking up, but yeah, that's where I am.
Cool, yeah. Man.
I love the background work. I'm big on background work. You might have seen my finger on V.
That was you.
You probably saw my shoulder on Cold Squad back in the day.
Yeah, you might have got the back of my head on a number of things. So.
Oh my God, I totally recognize that.
That was you.
Seriously, you were passing by.
Yeah.
Yeah, good times. Good work.
Thank you.
I think that was one of your better days.
It was pretty strong.
I've seen a lot of your work, actually.
Yeah. Thank you.
Cool. Yeah, I've done a lot of stuff that way too. My background is acting as well originally. Lots of theater. But
now he does
lots of extra work.
Now he does volunteer work. At
now
the
I do
radio
volunteer
station.
Work at the radio station. Yeah, my face wasn't good enough for television. They're like, go to radio, Jay. Just we can't look at you.
Cool, man. So you got a show coming up.
Yeah, the Barcelona Cafe on I think it's the 21st, June 21st, and I'll just be doing a two-set show, a couple hours. There's no cover. You can come in and just listen to the music. It's a pretty small venue, so you got to get there early. I'm hoping to get Bongo Player together to fill out some of the beats, but otherwise it's just going to be me rocking the guitar.
Nice. Where's the Barcelona Cafe?
It's on Granville Street, right across, or right next to the Wings, I guess. I'm not sure exactly the address.
Okay. Is that downtown, or is that kind of
downtown,
more south?
That's downtown, Granville Street, like close to Davy and Nelson.
Okay.
In that area.
Okay. Never been there
Google
myself.
Have all the information.
Yeah, there you go. Barcelona Cafe.
And
they serve liquor, too, so might make it better.
Alcohol?
Yeah.
Wait a second.
This is a 19-plus show?
All ages, actually.
Okay.
Bring your parents.
Wristband policy.
Bring your parents. That's right. Yes.
Sweet. So, you're going to play a few tunes for us today, I take it?
Aye.
Awesome. Yes, Nick brought his guitar along, so we're going to be rocking out in a bit.
How would you describe your music, Nick? Standard question for
rock,
musician.
Acoustic rock. Yeah.
Yes.
I hope to transcend the different classifications of music. I have a lot of interests, but we're looking at rock, acoustic, something to get people dancing, a little bit peppier. I've written lots of ballads, but that's not really what I'm looking to do. All like only ballads, so more rock.
Pretty romantic guy.
Yeah, I'd say.
Okay. Tender heart.
Yeah, there you go. Aww. I'm crying inside right now.
Cool.
Nice. So you're, do I take it, you're not originally from Vancouver?
Oh, I was born in North Van. I've grown up across Canada. Spent my first 6 years in East Van. And then went to Toronto for 6 years, Ottawa for 6 years. I found my way back here, and then I went back to Ottawa, Toronto, back here again. And I keep coming back home to Vancouver. This is my home, ultimately. I'll always come back.
All over the place, huh?
Yeah.
Crazy. So how long have you been back in Vancouver this time?
This around? Time? Ooh, since 2005, I'd say. I was away in Europe for 6 months or so, and then, yeah, the last 10 years I've been here, you could say. Solidly, I've been traveling a little bit, but it's been my home base for about that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool, man. All right, well, I'm going to throw on a little bit of Ten Sons. They're another one of the bands that are going to be playing this Sunday at the old Railway Club for this, the Get Down's CD release party. We'll get into some Giraffe Aftermath and see if we can play some City Sirens for you, too, before Mr. Nick Spencer breaks out some tunes for
I
us.
I heard there's going to be, like, crazy party supplies and party hats and good times at this show, man. I'm looking forward to the Get Down show on Sunday.
Is that right?
Yep. Yeah, I've had a special sneak peek of a couple of things that are going on. And,
ooh,
I don't want to open the door to the surprises, but expect surprises.
Cool, and I should mention again, if anybody wants some tickets, don't forget to call in 648-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR, and you can get into that show for a free, which will save you about $10.
Did you say free?
Free.
Awesome.
Free.
That's what I heard.
What's so better than free? Nothing. All right, here's The Garden from Ten Sons.
You can move a mountain with your smile. Nobody can tarnish or defile what you
advantage of you. It's just I don't want to walk in these shoes no more. Lend me your hand, we'll pretend for a minute then. There was never such a thing I wore. But I can't hide forever. I'm in line like a treasure in the sand. Made my deal with the devil, but never stuck around to shake his hand. So I roll up my peace of mind. Sweet leaf treats me so kind. Roll up my peace of mind. I know I probably shouldn't be telling you this, just I can't keep it inside no more. I got a feeling this shit just ain't tight in it. That I could never give no more. And now I'm awake till the end. Write my letters and throw them away. Too many bills now to pay them. This ain't a way to live, I say. So I roll up my peace of mind. Sweet leaf treats me so kind. Roll up my peace of mind.
I climb back into bed, pull up the sheets and lay my head and start it over again.
The Seed Productions Foundation is proud to present An Evening with Deepak Chopra. On the heels of two new releases, the New York Times best-selling author Deepak Chopra will bring his message of well-being to Vancouver on June the 4th. Dr. Chopra is acknowledged as one of the world's leaders in mind-body medicine and has been described as the poet prophet of alternative medicine. He will talk about his latest works, Reinventing the Body, Resurrecting the Soul, How to Create a New You, and The Ultimate Happiness Prescription, The Seven Keys to Joy and Enlightenment. An Evening with Deepak Chopra at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre, Friday, June 4th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets online at ticketmaster.ca.
And when we experience that, you'll be extremely ecstatic. You'll be extremely joyful because this is the real you. And that he calls Nirvana.
Are you tired of spending your hard-earned money on CDs? Compact discs, I mean. DVDs even, whatever. Anything that might be better with radio-ness. I'm sick of listening to music without any funny quips in between. No commercials, I mean, come on. What about
Jay?
And
Mark?
And
Jason?
The Bear? All those guys. Now you'll never have to miss out on crazy
Mark Farabee
and
Jason
the Bear
Paulette
because
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver
has come up with their own label. That's right. You can listen to music and never have to listen to... You can listen to music and never have to miss out on the radio-ness.
Listen to Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m. on 101.9 CITR with your hosts, Mark Farabee
and Jason Paulette.
Do you want to have your music played? Have your horoscope read or just
give us some random advice?
Send us an email at fridaysunrise@vanmusic.ca or call us during the show at 604-UBC-CITR or 604-822-2487. Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m.
Beans are mainly grown in the Lower Mainland, but there is some production in the Okanagan Valley and on Vancouver Island. Did you know that BC produces about 4 million kilograms of beans? This many beans would cover a football field to a depth of over 2 meters.
We've got so many beans, we're having a sale. A blowout sale. Fresh hot releases. Have you got wind of these deals? You smelt it, we dealt it. At the Bean Warehouse in Gastown, right behind Gassy Jack. This weekend only. And maybe next weekend, too.
If you're worried you've got a problem with excess flatulence, do speak to your doctor about it.
This message has been brought to you by the Bean Farmers Association of British Columbia, Canada. Thank you for your warm support.
All right, you're listening to Friday Sunrise on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. As always, remember to support your local bean farmers.
Yes, that was brought to you by the Bean Farmers Association of British Columbia.
All right, so we're sitting here, Nick's got his guitar out. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece of work, and we're going to get some live music coming out of the studio here.
Yeah, before we move quite on to that, I just want to say thanks for Jeff and Andy for calling in to win the tickets for the Get Down's CD release show on the Sunday at the Railway Club.
And I would like to congratulate both and Andy for knowing their names. Fantastic work, guys.
Yes, well done. So let's just go and backtrack there for a second. We heard Happy Song from the Get Down, of course, and Giraffe Aftermath. That was Peace of Mind off their 2009 EP. We also heard Ten Suns, actually before Giraffe Aftermath. That was The Garden from their latest release, Just Sing On, their EP. As well as City Sirens, that was In a Trance off of their new album, In a Trance, the title track. And, they're just on tour right now. They're going to be coming into Vancouver on Sunday to play that show at the Railway Club this Sunday. A bunch of young, eager hardworking kids from Hamilton, Ontario. So you can check them out Sunday at the Railway Club. Now we have Nick Spencer here live in studio. He's got a 12-string Takamine guitar. This thing is freaking gorgeous, man.
Yeah, lucky. Just got it out of the shop. It was in there for 2 weeks. Had a problem with the pickup, so.
Is that right?
Yeah, I just got it yesterday.
Nice.
I guess. And Jones into play.
Better sound good, man. Better sound good, because it sure looks good.
Yeah, no pressure.
Cool. So, yeah.
So this is a song called Coming Through. It's not on my my demo. I'm hoping to record this before the end of the year. And, yeah, get everybody dancing.
Cool, yeah. You brought a copy of this demo in for me. Where did you get this one done?
I recorded that in 4th Street Recording down in Santa Monica.
California.
Yeah, that's right.
Ooh.
It seems more glamorous than it is, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a great studio. A lot of major artists have recorded there. Happened to hook up with one of those typical Hollywood women who had an inn. You know, one of her friends was the studio owner, and I went in and auditioned, and they brought me in and recorded some songs. It was fantastic. It was actually the pivotal moment that changed my hobby into profession and actually try to make a living off of music. So it was a great experience. Yeah.
So did you go down to California just to record, or
no,
were you just down there?
I was staying in Marina Del Rey on my friend's sailboat for 3 months after I got back from Europe. I had the Europe blues, right? Didn't want to work, didn't know what to do. So went down to California, stayed there for a little while on my friend's boat, and played music on the Venice beach for a bit, and then that's when I met that girl, that woman,
nice,
that led me down this path here.
Fate is a crazy thing.
It is, cool. It is.
So when was this recorded?
A couple years ago, actually. Yeah,
okay.
It's just been a matter of slowly turning the wheels.
Nice. So you're going to get back in the studio soon and get
let's rock it.
Get some freshies?
Yeah, we're going to get, hopefully get 8 tracks recorded before the end of the year and do my first official release. You know, I've sold a number of those copies right now, just getting me by, but it's time for something more.
Cool. Well, when you do get that done and get that release happening, you should contact vanmusic.ca, because they're pretty helpful in promoting, but I don't know. Local
bands.
Independent music.
Yeah. They'll help you out.
Great.
Cool. All right. Well, what are you going to play for us here?
This one's called Coming Through.
All right. It's Nick Spencer right here on live on Friday Sunrise on 101.9 CITR.
In Vancouver.
Tell me everything I need to.
Stay. That 12 string does sound pretty darn good.
Yeah, it's
loud,
beautiful.
It's not just for show.
The sound, right?
It's nice.
Helps me write. It's got the full tone. You hear all the notes in between, and
it's so much fuller.
Like,
it's amazing how much sound, extra sound. I mean, extra strings, right? But I mean, like twice as much sound. Like
absolutely,
but like 100 times more sound.
Yeah, I started playing with the 6 string for about 6 months when I picked it up back in 2000, and I went to the store to buy a new guitar, picked up the 12 string for the first time. I could still barely put together 3 chords, you know, like changing them and everything. Yeah. One chord was fine, but please don't make me change a chord. But I picked up the 12 string, and yeah, it was just that sound echoed inside my brain. And I've played now 10 years on the 12 string. It's like all I can play.
Yeah, I've occasionally rented a 12 string from the Long and McQuaid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it just sounds so good.
Definitely.
But like, yeah, I was the same boat, right? Like, just like, don't make me change chords. Just twice as many strings to press down, you know. For a beginner, it's like quite daunting, but
it's agony on the arm, and you got to keep it up, keep your strength up, or else you know, it goes to jelly.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, I got a 12 string too, but
I took 6 strings off of it.
Yeah, it doesn't sound that great. It does have the Fender brand name on it, but
I tell you, I think that things are going to change, you know. We're going to change the world. Everyone's going to be playing the 12 strings soon enough.
Yeah?
It's that good.
Nice. Even like, you know, like metalheads shredding on the 12 string.
Yeah, 12 string plug it in and it's like you got 2 guitars. These guys actually sound good.
Can you imagine how crazy that would be? Like shredding 12 strings. Oh my God, that'd be kind of awesome actually. I think I'd have to bang my head twice as hard. Like, literally, like this. Nobody saw that but you guys, but I was banging my head hard.
Can't see that on radio, but...
Cool, so tell us a little bit about that song, how that came about for you and everything.
Well, that song is basically about, you know, coming into the world that you want to have for yourself, putting behind the expectations of what people have for you and hoping that there's someone there who understands you and it's going to hold your hand, basically, you know? Like, we all need some support, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just about coming into your own.
Nice.
With a little bit of help from your friends.
Nice.
Cool.
Feel like hitting us up with another?
Sure. Yeah, I can do that. How about a little rougher here?
A little rougher?
Yeah.
All right.
This one's it's got some deep-rooted emotional scars, but it comes out as a real hard, edgy thing. Mind your ears, a couple swear words. It's called Lie to Me. A short one.
I can feel the pain already.
Oh. This song is actually about under 2 minutes. I couldn't finish it. It was summed up with everything
you just start crying in the middle of. I can't finish this.
No, I just summed it up and that was it. I'm like, well, there's nothing much more to say.
Cool.
So here we go. This is Lie to Me.
I'm sorry, I don't give a fuck about you anymore. And I'm without you. Damn, out the door. Tear it out right on time. And I wonder how the fuck you got a key. And what the fuck and who is he? You said you were mine. And I guess you're nothing but a fucking whore. No one cares anymore about you anymore. On my own without you. And out the door.
Yeah.
Very good. You can feel the pain there. No doubt.
That was.
Do you want to tell us a story?
It almost gets me angry just singing it.
I'm angry. Oh. I want to call this person up and be like, I can't believe you did that to Nick. I'm serious. Wow. It's intense.
Yeah. Yeah.
You do have a tender heart. Cool. Yeah. So what are some of your influences? Like, what brought you into... Your background as an actor, so how come...
No, actually.
Oh, I thought you had mentioned that earlier.
Slipped into acting.
Oh, you slipped into acting.
A way to make some cash.
So you were traditionally doing music first.
Not as a profession. I've been doing music since I've been 7, playing piano. I've been musical my whole life. It's been a passion. I played piano for about 12, 13 years.
Oh, nice.
Played trumpet in school, did the theory thing for 7 years, played in a jazz band, concert band, blues band.
Trumpet. So yeah, you've been a musician your whole life.
I love music, yeah, exactly.
You didn't just fall into music, come on.
No, I fell into acting.
Yeah, okay.
as soon as I picked up the guitar, that's when I started getting serious, because that's when all the music started coming out, and the soul search and therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. Nice. Sweet. Well, maybe we should... hear some of the demo, perhaps. You have anything on the demo you want to play, or
yeah, let's rock out "Wasting My Time" if you like. That's this is again what I recorded in 4th Street Recording in Santa Monica. This is one of my peppier tunes, and it's actually about it's about one of my sisters. If you want to listen to the words and check it out, I recorded all the instruments except for the drum myself, yeah, hope you like it.
Cool. All right. It's Friday Sunrise on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver.
So those last two tunes that you played, those are not on this.
That's correct.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So are they going to be on the new
oh,
one?
Oh yeah. So wait till you hear the band behind it. Let me tell you.
Nice. Cool. All right. Well, this is Nick Spencer on Friday Sunrise.
Should this go before I tell you about the first time I saw her. Can't love at first sight be true? She turned back and smiled at me. Seemed to feel the same way too. There ain't nothing greater than them skies above. Well, okay, that much is true. And I know you've heard it all before, my friend, but well, hey, you know the way that girls do the things they do. That girl can do anything. I believe it's true. Oh, yeah, girl, you got the magic in you. That girl can do anything. I believe it's true. Oh, God, there's nothing better than me too. Couple weeks later, and I see her out with a friend, and I couldn't help myself, and so I just sat and stared at the two of them. There's something from way deep down inside of me. Right there, my feet, they started walking. Well, I swear I thought I was gonna cause a scene, but I just walked right up, my lips, they started talking. That girl can do anything. I believe it's true. Oh, yeah, girl, you got the magic in you. That girl can do anything. I believe it's true. Oh, yeah, there's nothing better than me too. Believe it either. You see the two of us walking down the road hand in hand, and I'm here to tell you when she looks at me, well, I know I finally found my long lost friend. Cause that girl can do anything. I believe it's true. Whoa, yeah, girl, I see the magic in you. Cause that girl can do anything. I believe it's true. Whoa, I believe it's true. Whoa, say, girl, you got the magic in you. That girl can do anything. Yes, I know it's true. Whoa, yeah, there's nothing better than me too.
I don't believe if I your curfew and into your bed. Standing on our tiptoes, peering through open windows, I swear I heard my name. Sitting with the lights off, waiting for my brain to storm, trying to work things out. It's thunder and it's lightning and it's all things too frightening. I could barely see outside.
Testament.
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate. He fiddled
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show. What's your job?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
All right.
You're listening to Friday Sunrise on 11.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. And we're going to have a little more live music coming at you from Nick Spencer today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, first, why don't you let the good people know what we just listened to there, Marco?
Sure, I sure can do that. We heard a little track from Fatty Fatty and the Roaches, a great local band. I'd love to tell you where they're playing, but they don't seem to have any gigs listed on their website or their MySpace. But that was That Girl. Definitely one of my favorite CDs that I've been listening to recently. Then we heard Let's Ride from Fuzzcat. You can check them out this weekend if you're up in Kelowna or Kamloops. They're playing a couple gigs up that way.
You can also check out the Friday Sunrise podcast on vanmusic.ca and the CITR website to catch them when they played live on our show just a few weeks ago. Fantastic group of guys, Fuzzcat.
Yeah. Yes, and yeah, I know they do have a gig coming up in Vancouver at Malone's. You can check them out May 28th. It says three sets. Hells yeah.
Hells yeah.
Hells yeah. That must be pretty good. Anyways, and I know they're actually, I think they're filling in, somebody dropped out on a date at the Anza Club, June 19th. They're going to be playing, I think, the Get Down Draft Aftermath. They're also going to be playing there, as well as Groove Pandemic, band I just recently discovered. Groove Pandemic. Check them out June 19th at the Anza Club. Totally radical, dude. And after Fuzzcat, we heard a band out of Edinburgh, Scotland. What are you laughing at?
You've got to see this guy.
Yeah. Your totally tubular 80s lingo is...
What, because I said totally radical?
It's pretty cool. I mean, I'm just saying.
There's a story behind that. You want to hear a little story? So growing up, there was a neighbor of mine. His name was... Can't remember his name. Anyways, we were about it's about 10, 11 years old, and you know, getting into skateboarding. Had a skateboard. Mm-hmm. I grew up down Indian Arm. It's kind of out in the boonies, and you know, there's a one way road, right?
Yeah,
whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we used to, you know, ride our bikes down the road, you know, whatever. Go skateboarding, whatever. So one day we were out there and riding our skateboards, and our neighbor. Was out. I don't know what he was doing. He was out and about, whatever. He was on the street and started talking to him. And he was, I don't know. He wanted to show us something that he could do on our skateboard. So he does like a handstand and rolls down the street doing a handstand on my skateboard. And we thought it was pretty cool. Anyways, get into more conversation. And for some reason, I can't even remember what we were talking about, but he was like, total, that was just radical. That was just radical. And that's how I started saying just radical.
You're like, when you ever say
what a great word.
It's like, who says just radical? This guy who's like 40 years old doing handstands on a skateboard.
Somewhere. That is
pretty just radical.
Man.
So that's pretty much where that came from.
Good times.
that was my story of the week.
Sweet.
Anyways, back to what I was talking about.
Thanks for music. Let's get back to some Nick here.
Yeah,
hey, Nick, I'm going to read Nick's horoscope. Do you mind?
Okay.
Nick, what's your sign?
Aries.
Aries. Okay, let's see here. Okay, this is from the Georgia Strait. Aries, image on the bottom of a gilded cage, a speckled egg. Message, anticipation. Family finances require careful planning and an open debate. Someone close may wish to make large purchases or invest in risky business projects. Small details will prove vital. Offer encouragement, but advocate long-term research. Sounds like it's pretty business-oriented. You have to get your papers together, get your dot your T's, cross your I's. Dot your I's, cross your T's.
Good advice.
Cool.
You think that could have anything to do with, you know, finding new band members and all that jazz?
Absolutely. I think it has everything to do with that.
You're looking for a harp player like a...
Yeah.
I play a mean triangle.
You're in.
Nice. I always wanted to be in a
band.
I heard
you do some vocals, too. You did some tracks sometime.
Well, you know, I did a little bit of screaming on the Get Downs album. I was screaming out hello. That's my big.
Nice.
That's my You know, I'm a recording artist. What can I say? I just have me in the right place at the right time, and there is one guy from the band missing. So they're delaying a voice, and that's my claim to fame.
You know, as for the triangle, you were just joking about. Triangle is not.
I am
something
not
to joke
joking.
About.
I play a mean triangle.
You ever listen to Big Yellow Taxi from Joni Mitchell?
Yeah.
Well, there is a wicked
triangle
bit.
Yeah,
in
that's better
song.
Than me. I'll
next time you hear Big Yellow Taxi, pay attention to that.
All right. Cool.
Yeah, we'll see if I can dig it.
What's your sign again, Mark?
I'm
real
a Virgo.
Quick. You're Virgo. All right, real quick. We'll get some Virgo, then we'll get some music happening here.
Mm-hmm.
Virgo. A hallway lined with elaborately carved mirrors. Message, inspiring reflections. Recent romantic triangles or family disputes are not easily resolved. Key issues involve broken promises or misplaced trust. Renewed agreements will take time. Provide encouragement, but emphasize the need for complex decisions. What's up, ladies, man? What's going on? You want to fill us in?
Nothing.
Cool. Before we get Mark in trouble, let's just get to some music.
Just don't want to talk about it right now.
All right, Mike, we'll talk later. Go for coffee and you can tell me all about it.
It's an off-air
conversation.
Kind of thing.
I opened that wound. I'm sorry. Cool. All right, Nick.
Yeah.
Enough foolishness.
That.
Why don't you grace us with some tunes?
All right. This one's called Open Eyes.
Compromise in my world. See the lies in the sun.
Right. And that one's called?
Open Eyes.
Open Eyes. Sweet. Yeah, that's very nice, man. To be honest, it's the first time I've heard your stuff, and I'm digging it.
Excellent.
I'm liking it.
Thank you.
Yeah, good live show here.
If anybody else out there likes it, I'm looking for bandmates. I'm currently auditioning through Beacon Point Entertainment Management. They're my managers. You can contact me at MySpace at www.myspace.com/NickSpencerMusic. Hit me up there if you want to come out and play with me. Maybe we can organize some open mics, some jam sessions, see what happens.
Cool. Beacon Point Entertainment with Parneet Delawari.
That's right. You met him last month.
Yeah, we had Parneet and Rachel Tomlin here a few weeks ago. Came in and had a little chit-chat, talked about the battle of the bands that he was putting on there. Do you get involved with that at all?
Yeah, actually, I helped him out on the first one. I was the very first act. I went up, just me and my guitar. Wasn't a part of the battle of the bands, just kind of opened up and warmed up the crowd and needed to fill a spot, so... There I was.
So what are you looking for as far as bandmates? I mean, obviously drums, bass. Are you
drums, bass.
Another guitar.
Maybe guitar, yes.
Backup vocals.
Absolutely. I mean, I want a harmonies. That's where I think it's at. And yeah, the drums and bass at least. Keyboards, just see basically what happens. At least the meat of it, which is the drums and bass, and we'll go from there.
Right, and so are you looking to just basically have bands, like a band to back up what you have now and then continue writing your own stuff and have them, or are you looking for like an organic kind of band thing to meld together?
I'd like the organic thing. I'd like to be collaborative. I want people to write with, to tour with. I'd like to create a family. I'm very passionate about music, so somebody who's, you know, the same ideas as I do, same kind of music influences as I do, if they like my things, then that's... It's a good start, right? Mm-hmm. So right now I've been writing most of my music, all of my music, but I'm not attached to be the only one to write music. Find that it all changes when you're playing with somebody else. So
for sure.
They're not interchangeable to me. I just I want to stick with the band for good.
Right on.
Yeah.
Nice. So when was that you played the very first Battle of the Bands?
Oh, that was back in, April 3rd, I think.
Right.
Yeah, something like that.
Do you know if those are still going on?
I'm not sure. I think they might be over unless there's one more. I'm not sure. I haven't looked into that.
Cool.
Looks like we got a caller. Maybe we should get to them. Could be somebody who wants to be in your band. Caller, stay on the line. We'll get you in 1 second. yeah, we're gonna play a couple more recorded tracks here, I guess. Gonna play some Gumi for you, a band from Japan. Check them out at the Biltmore this Saturday, and I believe we're gonna have some more Get Down coming up and a couple of other surprises for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is Friday Sunrise on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver.
Taking you all the way to Tokyo.
Taking you all the way
Japan.
To Tokyo, yeah. Biltmore, May 27th.
You're listening to Friday Sunrise on 101.9 CITR Vancouver. Just wanted to say thank you to Nick Spencer for coming in today and playing some tunes for
thanks
us live on the air.
Making us envious of that beautiful guitar.
Yes, you big jerk. And we want to thank Chloe for calling in. Why did she call in, Nick?
To correct me on a date that I got wrong for a show coming up.
Well, you really blew it there,
Cafe
big guy.
Cafe Barcelona, it's June 13th.
June 13th, Cafe Barcelona.
That is the confirmed date. It's a Sunday.
On
so you should all be able to make it.
Cafe Barcelona on Granville Street.
Granville Street, yes.
And if you want to find the address, just contact Google. They know everything. Cool. So, Nick, you were telling me you're born and bred, or, well, not, well, I,
born
let me
and
put
raised.
This in a different way.
Thanks,
Mark. What breed are you? Yeah, you're from the North Shore originally.
Yep, that's me.
Have you ever been to the Lynn Valley headwaters?
Oh, yes. I hiked up to Lynn Lake last year, 7 hours in, 7 hours out, and did a rough camping trip.
That's a nice trip.
Oh, hell yeah.
Can you legally camp up there?
Not technically, but there's lots of spots. You know, stayed on the lake. It was a tiny little lake, and it was at the mouth of where the bears and cougars were drinking, so it was kind of scary, but fun.
Cool.
Sweet.
Sleeping with the bears and cougars. Cool, man. Well, we're going to play a little track here from
a
North... Yes.
Yes, we'll let the audience feel that joke in for themselves.
Well, we're going to play a little track here. It's called The River Song, and it's by a North Vancouver kid, Dustin Bentall, who Played last night at the venue downtown.
We should also announce the upcoming show here. Marie Bernard's coming in with Synchronicity in about 5 minutes. So,
I think we're gonna sign out here, play a few more tunes before Marie steps into the booth and takes over. And once again, thanks Nick for coming in today.
Thank you, Nick. Thanks for listening, Vancouver.
Yes, I guess we'll catch you next week. I don't know if we have a guest lined up for next week, but I'm sure it's going to be just radical.
It's going to be totally radical. I'm really excited. All right, this has been Friday Sunrise on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. Right. Thanks for listening, Vancouver. Roll your bones out of bed and get your Friday started.
All right.
Me.